Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
How do you lose at Virginia and at home to Miami and then win at Florida State? Call it pride and guts. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. After playing poorly at Virginia and down the stretch against Miami, few people, including me, imagined that Carolina could muster the effort and execution to knock off Florida State and Tallahassee. After all, a national championship-caliber Tar Heel team got routed by the Seminoles down there a year ago. And while you can't call this Carolina club a title contender just yet, the 77-72 win may turn out to be the most transforming 40 minutes. Anyone watching the game had to see the best effort of the season, an intensity on defense and aggressiveness on offense that we just haven't seen so far. But less than 48 hours after several players were shaken to tears by the Miami loss, the pride of wearing the North Carolina uniform and the admonition by Roy Williams to dadgummit, just go out there and play, produced one of the more memorable victories ever, under the circumstances facing an 0-3 start in the ACC. P.J. Hairston became the man we thought he'd be when he entered the program, taking the slightest lane given him for thunderous dunks or pulling up to hit big shot after big shot for a career-high 23 points. And Jackson Simmons, a name you may never have heard before Thursday night, took advantage of Leslie McDonald's injury to demonstrate the basketball IQ the walk-on from Webster, North Carolina, supposedly had when Williams invited him to join the program. Older Carolina fans may remember Mickey Bell, a walk-on in the 1970s, whom Dean Smith counted on to make smart plays and execute on defense. Simmons is a modern-day version of Bell, and the plays he made on both ends while scoring a career-high 8 points were as big a factor as any out there. He made a beautiful backdoor pass for a layup, dove on the floor to save a ball that turned into a three-point play, and tipped an offensive rebound out for another basket. At the end, with James Michael McAdoo nursing four fouls, Williams left Simmons in the game to complete the comeback from 3 points behind. The Tar Heels' first win was sealed by freshman Marcus Page calmly swishing two free throws for a how-do-you-spell-relief victory. Now, with a full week before Maryland comes to town, the pall that has hovered over Chapel Hill will be replaced by hope that this team finally gets what it takes to win a big game, because there are many more of such to come. This is Archansky. See ya.